Back now with Day to Day, the disgustingly accomplished film and stage writer and director David Mamet is known for his brawny dialogue and works like the Pulitzer Prize-winning play Glengarry Glen Ross. He's brawny otherwise too, though. For the last 6 years, he's been studying jiu-jitsu, part martial art, part fitness regimen, part spiritual quest, and now part Film Grist, a new martial arts movie that he wrote and directed, opens Friday. The main character is a jiu-jitsu instructor who thinks of martial arts as his religion. The film is Red Belt.
White belt is someone who walks in off the street. Black belt is someone that the teacher recognizes as fit to instruct. In between, we have blue, purple, and brown.
What do you have to do to get a red belt?
There's only one.
David Mamet is 59. We spoke at his Santa Monica office, and I wondered, could he really physically go up against a man half his age, which is not me, by the way.
The wonderful idea about jiu-jitsu is it either works or it doesn't. The central notion is it's all about body mechanics, how to use your knowledge to counteract the other guy's strength. They used to say that the jiu-jitsu was the old man's sport, because as you get better at it, what you do is you learn to use less strength.
Will people watching this film believe the reverence with which your lead character views the process of jiu-jitsu?
Sure. Or did you?
Well, I did, because your character can carry that off. But what is that that people have there, this spiritual aspect of it?
Well, Bob Dylan famously said, you got to serve somebody. I've been listening to a lot of interesting talks on AM radio between atheists and religious people. And I realized I don't think there are any, there's no such thing as atheists. That the people, I think everybody believes in a higher power, except that some people, for a variety of reasons, don't choose to call that power God, but they might call it a force in the universe, or they might call it fate. In fact, some people who would characterize themselves as very, very anti-religious call it my bad luck. Nonetheless, these are all expressions of the human need to understand that there is some force at work in the universe. One way that I think that an advanced, which is to say happier way, to interact with this force is to find that force to which one can be reverent. A lot of people give devotions to good works. A lot of people give devotion to sports. But all of us, I think, are looking for something into which, something bigger than ourselves. And so what the film is about a man who is a very spiritual man, whose expression of spirituality happens to be his devotion to the idea of the perfect fighter, the perfect jiu-jitsu fighter. And as such, he attracts a lot of adherents.
You train people to fight?
No, I train people to prevail. Everything has a force. Embrace it or deflect it, why oppose it?
But he's a fighter who doesn't want to fight.
Well, the idea is, as he says, the point is not to fight, but the point is to prevail, right? The point is, because conflict is a fact of life, and we never get away from conflict. So one of the philosophical ideas contained in jiu-jitsu is, why oppose force to force? What is your objective? Is your objective to bluster? Is your objective to exhaust yourself in endless fighting? Or is your objective to prevail over those forces to which you are opposed? And there are many ways to prevail. One way is to walk away. Another one is to take the force and turn it to the side so that you don't have two guys saying, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Take the force and turn it to the side to divert the other person's energy. And a third way is, if the other person seems intent on fighting, to let him exhaust himself until such time as you can, using as little force as possible, subdue him.
That makes you mad, huh? Control your emotions. Control your emotions. Breathe.
A scene from David Mamet's new film, Red Belt. Tomorrow we'll continue our conversation with David, moving from jiu-jitsu to other forms of combat like art and politics.
Yeah, I wrote this piece for the Village Voice called Political Civility, because it occurred to me half the country cannot be wrong all the time. That whether one's a Democrat or a Republican, it can't be true that the people who wear a different colored lapel pin are not only wrong, but savage monsters.
More Mamet tomorrow on Day to Day.